Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of February 2020. Supreme Court has issued notice in the matter regarding the rampant illegal and unauthorized biomedical waste burning being carried out in South Delhi, which is consequently creating severe risk for the health of the people residing in the adjacent area as well as increasing the deterioration of the air quality in the city. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the central government in a plea challenging the notification of Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, inviting applications for the post of Technical Member of National Company Law Appellate Tribunal. Calcutta High Court has sought replies from the President and Secretary of the Mendip Bar Association explaining why action must not be taken against them in light of the incessant lawyers' strike in the district. Madras High Court has directed the state of Tamil Nadu to issue fresh government order prescribing the qualifications for the appointment of independent director at Social Audit Society of Tamil Nadu, strictly per the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, 2005 and Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, Audit of Scheme, Rules, 2011 within 4 weeks. Kerala High Court has set aside an order passed by Insurance Court on the ground that the procedure adopted by the court is violative of subsection 2B of section 75 of the Employees State Insurance Act, 1948. Karnataka High Court has directed the National Law School of India University, NLSIU, to not finalize its selection process in pursuance to the notification issued calling for filling up vacant posts of professor and assistant professor. Telangana High Court has held that a direction to produce income tax returns in court will not violate the right to privacy under Article 21 of the Constitution of India, 1949 as they are government documents accessible to others. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has held that depreciation under Section 32 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 is allowable in respect of the amount paid as a license fee to the Indian Railway. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Ahmedabad has imposed a penalty of 5,000 rupees on an assessee on the grounds of a delay of 358 days in filing an appeal in non-cooperation with the Income Tax Department during the assessment proceedings. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Pune has recently held that the license fees received for the use of industrial parks should be assessed as business income. The tribunal further held that such income should not be treated as the income from house property according to the judicial pronouncements and the Central Board of Direct Taxes circular. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has held that belated paid service tax collected to government exchequer can be allowed on actual payment in the assessment year in which it was paid. Supreme Court has appointed senior advocates Sanjay Hegde, Sadhana Ramachandran and former Chief Information Commissioner, Wajahat Habibullah to hold consultations with the Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 protesters at Shaheen Bagh, observing that the people have a fundamental right to protest peacefully and lawfully, but blocking public roads and places is a matter of concern as it might lead to chaotic situation. Supreme Court has rejected Vodafone Idea's appeal to direct the Telecommunications Department not to invoke its bank guarantees for recovering adjusted gross revenue-related dues. Supreme Court has held that the short message service, SMS, for the purpose of the Har Seat Hot Seat, HSHS, contest in Kaun Banega Crorepati, KBC, being a value. And its service does not adopt any unfair method or unfair or deceptive practice or unfair trade practice. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the Central Government and University Grants Commission in a plea seeking relaxation in attendance norms for women pursuing higher education on account of their pregnancy, childbirth or postnatal care. Bombay High Court has ruled that proceedings under the Land Acquisition Act, 1894 cannot be held to be null and void simply because the notice was not issued to the new purchaser of the property in question. whose name was not reflected in the revenue records. Karnataka High Court has upheld an order passed by the Karnataka Administrative Tribunal, setting aside the appointment of an assistant public prosecutor assistant government pleader, appointed in 2010, and directing the state to pay a compensation of 10 lakhs rupees to a candidate who was denied the post because of the illegal appointment. Gujarat High Court has rejected the bail application of a person who was alleged to be advocating ISIS ideology through various social media platforms. The bail was sought under Section 43D of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967. Gujarat High Court has stayed the recovery of interest on the delayed goods and services tax payment from taxpayers who have filed their returns in form number GSTR-3B. Gujarat High Court has held that the HR plates, MS flats, MS coils, wire ropes, rails, welding electrode which are used in the fabrication of cranes and manufacturing or building of ships are goods which are used in relation to the manufacturing of final products whether directly or indirectly. Such goods are called inputs. Delhi Court has issued fresh death warrants for the 3rd of March, 2020 at 6 a.m. against the 4 death row convicts in the Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has given JSW Steel immunity from all criminal investigations after it takes over Bhushan Power and Steel, whose assets were sought to be attached by the Enforcement Directorate over alleged bungling by former management. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Cochin has held that the reasons such as financial crisis and labour unrest are enough grounds for condoning the delay in filing an appeal under the provisions of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has allowed tax deduction to Royal Challengers Sports Private Limited on its contribution of 15 crores rupees towards the development of Karnataka Cricket Academy. Custom, Excise, and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, New Delhi has held that the expenditure incurred on the activities of advertisement and sale promotion will not be borne by the importer especially when there is no contract. The tribunal further observed that the activity of advertisement and sales promotion is a post-import activity incurred by the applicant discharge on his own account and not for the discharge for any obligation of the seller under the terms of the sale. Securities and Exchange Board of India has barred investment advisors from simultaneously selling financial products and advisory services, and capped the fees they can charge their clients, in an attempt to curb mis-selling and protect investors.